Good morning, and thank you for joining Fire Shut Up in My Bones. Please turn to the 14th chapter of the book of Numbers. And they said one to another, "Let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt." I'll read it again, Numbers 14:4. And they said one to another, "Let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt." God save Israel from the world, which is Egypt. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 40, we read, "Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. We recall that Egypt enslaved Israel harshly and made them serve with rigor. Exodus chapter 1, verse 13 says, "And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor." Who could save Israel now? Who could release Israel from the bondage of their wicked enslaver? Oh, that blessed book says that God heard the plea for help from the children of Israel. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 3, verse 9, "Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them." God heard the cry of a helpless people and helped them. God sent plagues to plague Egypt for refusing to let his people go. You can read that account in Exodus chapter 8 when Pharaoh refused to let the people go. The plagues included water turning to blood. God sent frogs. God sent lice. God sent flies. Livestock got killed. Pestilence, boils, hail, locusts, and darkness, and the killing of the firstborn were the plagues God sent to Egypt. Family, because of the glorious supreme God, Israel left Egypt. And this is what the title of this amazing book means. And I'm referring to the book of Exodus. Exodus means mass departure. Because of the almighty merciful God, God freed Israel from Egypt, and there was a mass exodus. You can read that in Exodus chapter 12 verses in Exodus chapter 12 and 13 as you see Israel leaving Egypt. The same thing can be said of us, beloved. We were at one time in bondage to the devil. We were slaves to the devil. We were bondage to sin, a bondage to the ways of the world, bondage to drugs, a bondage to booze, a bondage to fornication, and all kinds of other wickedness. You couldn't help yourself. Maybe you put off drinking for a couple of weeks, but you went right back to the bottle. Maybe you stopped fornicating for a couple of weeks, but you went right back into sin. Maybe you have a gambling problem, and you stopped by your own power for a couple of weeks, but your own power couldn't keep you from sin. Oh God, who's going to help you? Who's going to help you get away from sin? The 8th chapter of the book of John says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin." Oh, I tell you, when you commit sin, all kinds of sins of the world, you're a slave to sin. You're in bondage. You're a slave to sin, and you can't get out from your sin by your own power, because you're a sinner. And the rest of the verse says in verse 35, "And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. If the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." We became slaves to sin when that old Adam made the terrible choice of choosing his wife over God. When Adam took the fruit from the forbidden tree, he plunged man into the bondage of sin. Sin deserves hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." There is a free gift of salvation, and Jesus is presenting it to you today. The Bible says in Romans 5:12, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world," that's referring to Adam, that that sinner that plunged his race, us, into sin, into the bondage of sin. That's Adam. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, death is separation from God, and ultimately being cast into the lake of fire. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. It doesn't matter how good you are. The Bible says that you're a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the Bible says. God looked at Adam in his helpless race, which is us, and said, I'm going to help you. I know you're helpless. I know you can't help yourself. I know that you're a bondage to sin. I know that you tried hard in times, very hard in time after time and time again. He went right back to the sin. He went back to sin just like a dog returning to his vomit. Oh, who will help you? Who will help you? And I'm here to tell you that the Almighty God looked at you and had pity on you and said, I'm going to help you. God looked at Adam in his helpless race and said, I'm going to help you. I'm going to send my innocent, precious son to die for the sins of the world. And he said that thousands of years ago in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15. This is referred to as the Proto-Evangelium. That's where the word, I believe, evangelist came from. It says there, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise thy head, and that shall bruise his heel. That was a message from God to that old stupid devil, saying that I'm going to send my son to die on the cross for man's sins, my sins, and your sins. And it shall bruise Jesus' heel on the cross. But, oh, I'm here to tell you that Jesus sacrifice on the cross freed us from our sins, and it was a crushing blow to Satan's head. You don't have to be a slave to sin. You don't have to be in bondage to sin. All you have to do is ask Jesus to save you. Oh, here's another verse in accordance to the verse I just read, which was Genesis 3:15. Please turn to John 3:16. For God so loved the world. That's every man in the world. That's you and me. That he gave his only begotten son, that's Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. What does it mean to perish? That's referring to hell. But have everlasting life. God wants to let you have eternal life, for everlasting life. And it happened at the expense of his dear son. He died on the cross even though we were sinners. We weren't good to begin with. We couldn't be good enough to get saved. But God still sent his son to die on the cross for our sins. Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's right. Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross for your sins. It paid for your sins, and it will wash you white as snow. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. There's a payment for your sin, and that's hell. But aren't you glad that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, and his blood paid and washed away all your sins? It paid the penalty for your sins, his blood. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Beloved, if you ask Jesus to save you today, he will save you. For I say again, for whosoever, that's anyone, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you ask Jesus to save you, he will save you and free you from the bondage of sin. And that's what happened to me. I knew I was a sinner and asked Jesus to save me, forgive me, and take me home to heaven when I die. And now I'm free from the bondage of sin. I'm free from the grasp of the devil, and I'm on my way to heaven. But what a shame it is that Israel, who was freed from Egypt by the almighty hand of God, wanted to go back to Egypt, a picture of the world. And how sad it is that the child of God, who saved from the world, saved from going to hell, wants to be back in bondage. Our first point is going back to bondage, or desiring to go back to bondage. Desiring to go back to bondage. And that's the title of this message today. Going back to bondage. Going back from what God saved you from is a very terrible thing. Complaining to go back is such a terrible thing. In Exodus chapter 16, verse 1, Israel started to murmur against the Lord. They were only out of Egypt for 2 months. That's right. only out of Egypt for 2 months. Israel was out of Egypt for 2 months and 15 days, and they began to murmur. Despite all the blessings that God gave Israel, they wanted to go back to the world, Egypt. They thought it was better back in their sins. They thought it was better back in their vomit. They thought it was better to be back with their abusive boyfriend. They thought it was better to go back to the drunkenness and all the drugs and the needles and all the debauchery and sin. They thought it was better back there. Oh, child of God, you think that it's better in the world. You think the rock music is better. You think the nightclub is better. Oh, if you can just see in there how bad it is. It is nothing good in the world. Run from the world. Don't look at it. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 14, 4, our text verse, and they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. Why do you want to return back to Egypt? I don't know, but I love the Christian life. I love the fact that my Jesus renews my strength. I love to talk to him in the morning. He keeps me. He saved me. He nourishes me. He feeds my soul, and I have no desire to go to the world, a world that's on the path to hell, whose leader, the devil of this world, is going to be cast into the lake of fire. He's a loser. Oh, how sad it is that churches across America want to look like the world and look like what God saved them from. Churches don't have any standards. Women teaching in tight pants. Men having ungodly haircuts, looking like hippies. Music sounding like the world, with a piece of the world in it. Churches looking like a rock concert. Smoke and mirrors and the stage looking like a rock concert. Oh, that shouldn't be looking like that. You should depart from them. In 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, and such were some of you, but you're washed. But you are sanctified. That means you're separated unto God. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You see, God bought you. You're washed. You're sanctified. Such were some of you. My question for you is this. Why do you want to make the church house look like what God saved you from? My question for you, child of God. Why do you want to dress and look like what God saved you from? Oh, I don't know why you're doing that. Don't be so ungrateful. You're missing out on the blessings of God. You see, God bought you with his blood. You belong to Jesus Christ. He bought you out of slavery, the slavery of sin. In 1 Corinthians 6:20, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I'm here to tell you, tattoos doesn't glorify God. Bad music doesn't glorify God. Drinking booze doesn't glorify God. Wearing that ponytail, if you're a man, doesn't glorify God. You're sanctified and bought with a price. You're not your own. Do the will of God. With everything that Christ has done for us, why will you desire to go back to bondage? You want men with long hair, women with tight pants causing men to lust, music that sounds like the world, preaching that doesn't call out sin, no biblical application. I'm here to tell you that conformity is going back to bondage. Conformity is going back to bondage. Looking like the world is going back to bondage. If you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy to God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world. That means being molded by the world and conforming to whatever mold that the world has for you. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In order to renew your mind, you have to be reading your Bible every day, multiple times a day, and praying to the Almighty God that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I'm here to tell you that sin is not acceptable to God. Find out what the Bible says. What the Bible says about sin. Now our second point, being received of God. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Our Lord tells us to be separated from the world. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. The Bible says, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I challenge you today. Do you want to be received by God? It's such an amazing privilege that the God of this universe wants to receive us. What is man that thou art mindful of him? I want to be received of God. So I want to, therefore I will do what God says. But shame to say, so many Christians, they want to be received by the devil. They want to be received by 50 Cent. They want to be received by Snoop Dogg. They want to be received by some ungodly celebrity. They want to be received by some rapper. They want to be received by some country music singer. They want to be received by some sinful MMA fighter. They want to be received by some ungodly football player. They want to be received by some NFL, some NBA basketball player covered to head to toes and tattoos. Body looks like he's dying of gangrene. Why do you want to be received by men that are on the way to hell serving a losing God, which is the devil? I want to be received by the winner who abideth forever and ever and ever, and I will be with him. I want to be received of God. That's our second point, being received of God. If you want to be received of God, come out from among them and go to the path of righteousness. Psalm 66 verse 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not hear me. Oh, I want God to be near, especially if there's an emergency. I want God to be near. If I regard iniquity in my heart, he will not hear me. He will turn his face from me. If you try to look like the world that's regarding iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear you. But if you depart in that, the Lord will hear you. The Bible says that he is close to the prayers of the righteous. He hears the righteous. In Psalms 37:4, it says, that brings us to our last point, delighting in the Lord's blessings. Psalms 37:4 says, delight also in the Lord, and he shall give the desires of thine heart. Get rid of the iniquity in your life, so that way God can hear you. I failed to mention Proverbs 15:29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Oh, if you regard iniquity in your heart, he will not hear you. But if you try to delight yourself in the ways of the Lord, he's close to you. He will hear you. Don't you want that in your life? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. Psalms 37:4. The devil doesn't have anything to offer you. You can be close to the devil all you want. The only thing he'll give you is misery. Be close to God, and God will bless you and give you the desires of your heart. I'm here to tell you that you need to get on your hands and knees. I need to get on my hands and knees if I'm too close to the world. And ask Jesus to forgive me. If we do this, then God will bless us. God will hear us. And I want that. I want that in my life. That is why I run away from the Lord. We need to decide to follow Jesus. And I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.